Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
For our study text today, I have chosen some inspired words from the Apostle Paul to direct our meditation. I ask that you join me as I read from Romans chapter 6, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 18. This portion of the Apostle's letter addresses an absolute resolve that must be made in our hearts, in the heart of every disciple. It needed to be the conviction of Christians who lived in the city of Rome in the first century. It must also be the resolve of every Christian today, wherever we live on this earth. And so join me in reading from the Holy Scriptures, believing them to be alive with the Holy Spirit of God. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? Oh, by no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you may obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? By no means. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. Once again, that's Romans 6, 1 through 18. Please join us after the song for our discussion about what the Apostle Paul writes.
He will come again.
In Romans chapter 6 and verse 11, Paul makes this precise statement, "Count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." This is the primary thought that I would like to bring to our attention on today's program. We have been charged, obligated, commanded by these words to do something. We are to make it something very personal. We should recognize that the apostle was writing to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was writing to believers in Christ, and he reminded them about the day that they were baptized into Christ. And in that act of obedience to Christ's commands, they had been buried with Christ and then raised to a new life. His reminder is to point to that day of commitment when they chose in faith Jesus to be their Lord and the Lord and Master over their lives. He tells how that transformation had come. They were no longer to go on sinning and living a sinful life. And he says, how could they? They had died to sin. That life could not continue to exist in the life of a disciple. And so we apply the teachings of this scripture to each of us who have come to believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We too should look back to our faithful obedience to be united with Christ through our submission to be baptized for the remission of our sins, confessing our faith in Jesus Christ to be our Savior. That day, if we had been obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ, we put to death the old self and we become a new person. We, like those believers in the city of Rome, are charged with the resolve to be dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. What that means is simple. We have, through repentance, come to Christ for our spiritual cleansing. We have turned away from a life of sin and have turned to live obedient to God. So we no longer allow our bodies to engage in sinful deeds of the flesh used as instruments of unrighteousness. Now we offer to God our lives to accomplish His righteousness upon the earth. Whatever we can do, however we can influence and live and shape our world, it is to let Jesus and His righteousness be seen and known through our attitudes, words, and behavior. I suggest today that we, like those in the church at Rome in the first century, shake the memory of our spiritual past. Be reminded that one very special day when we had made a resolve to have Jesus become Lord of our lives, we recall that. We are reminded of it. We call upon Him, and we are seeking to be saved from our sins by His precious blood shed on Calvary's cross. We came to Him believing in His grace and in His mercy to save us through our faith and our obedience. And we came with a heart of repentance to submit to the commandment of baptism. And we clothed ourselves with Christ that day. And the resolve was to be dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. In this resolve, we mold and shape our lives, our every thought, word, and deed, under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Now, to all who are our listeners today who have not made this resolve, let us encourage you to begin today to make this change from being spiritually dead to being alive in Christ. Well, you may have many questions as to what it takes to possess this new life, and you may need to hear and learn more about choosing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We invite you to contact us, and we will welcome the opportunity to help you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you will remember that day when you made that commitment, as we are encouraged in our text today to do so. May the Lord bless you today.
Breath of heaven, hold me together, be forever near me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, lighten my day.
me together, be forever near me, breath of heaven, breath of heaven, lighten my darkness, pour over me your holiness, for you are holy.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.